Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
Live from the John L. Santico studio, this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm Kayla Padilla, in for David Martin Davies. Later in the show, we'll be talking about the U.S. Surgeon General declaring gun violence a public health crisis. But first, from Fort Sam Houston, Major General Philip Stewart has been accused of sexual assault of a female subordinate officer. The woman claimed she felt pressured to accept his sexual advances due to his rank and power. TPR reporter Gabriela Alcorta Solorio has been reporting from the trial in Fort Sam Houston. I talked to her this morning to get the latest on this case. So, what are the accusations that are being made against Major General Philip Stewart, and what is he being charged with?
So, Major General Philip Stewart is being charged with sexual assault, two counts of dereliction of duty, one count of conduct unbecoming of an officer, and one count of extramarital sexual conduct. So, six charges total.
So, what is the woman that is accusing him? What is she accusing him of?
See, the alleged victim is accusing him under the two counts of sexual assault from a conference that they went to in Oklahoma at Altus Air Force Base. She's saying that she submitted to him due to his rank and power, and she felt like she couldn't say no, but he's maintaining the stance that it was consensual.
And how has the Major General Stewart pleaded?
So he actually pleaded guilty to two charges Monday morning. He pleaded guilty to one specification of dereliction of duty for his engagement in an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate officer. And then he pleaded guilty to the count of the charge of extramarital sexual conduct because he was married at the time.
And could you tell us more about how this case is being handled? I know that prior to the murder of Vanessa Guillen, cases of sexual assault would be handled by commanders. And why did they make that change?
So when Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was in the Army, was murdered, her case wasn't handled well. Her family and other veterans and other service members in an uproar pushed for a change in how the military conducts sexual assault allegations. Previously, once a report came through, the commanders decided what happened with that report. So how it was handled, how it was pushed through. And some speculate that a lot of the cases got pushed under the rug in layman's terms. So now commanders have no power over sexual assault cases. With the I Am Vanessa Guillen Act that was passed in 2021. Now commanders aren't able to make any decisions regarding sexual assault cases. It goes to a new Office of Special Trials Counsel. That is an organization that was created because of the I Am Vanessa Guillen Act to the Pentagon. The sexual assault allegations are investigated by them and independently by them so that there's more of a chance of a fair and, quote, justice being served. But with this case specifically, this case is still being handled under the old way. The commander for that Stewart fell under was actually the one that said, you're going to court-martial. It is this way because the ball was already rolling before the Office of Special Trials Counsel was put into place last December.
So General Stewart is only the second Air Force general, I believe, to ever be court-martialed. And what does that mean? What's the significance of that?
So the last case that a Air Force general was charged with sexual assault was Major General William Cooley. He was charged with sexual assault, but he didn't go through court-martial. So what they can choose is for the judge alone to decide. What Major General Stewart did was he opted in for a panel of generals, which it's the panel of generals because it has to be his rank pinned at the same time or higher rank that sits on the panel to the accused. And this is important and this is historic because this is an actual case happening. Before, it was the other general just got charged and he didn't go through a trial because the judge decided. And even before that, with two other cases, those major generals just retired and were stripped of their rank. Same thing with Cooley. Cooley retired and was stripped of his rank to colonel. So that's the significance of this case, is now we're seeing a real trial.
So you've been on the ground for a few days now. What have you been seeing? What have you been hearing? Can you just tell us your experience in the court these last few days?
So the courtroom is pretty locked down. The media, we have to report with our pen and paper. No audio, no media equipment is allowed in there, which is a given. It's a high profile case. But one of the things that's significant that we're seeing is that after the defense and the government counsel speak with the witness while the witness is on the stand, the panel, so the jurors, are able to ask questions as long as the questions go through both defense and government counsel. And then the judge, the presiding judge, asks the question to the witness. So that's been really interesting to watch, especially because a lot of the questions that the jury has been asking or the panel has been asking are very attention to detail. And that's just a very interesting observation that a lot of us have seen here.
Well, you're at Fort Sam Houston again today. What are you expecting to see today?
So we have what I believe from last night when we went into recess. We were last informed that there are supposed to be 1 to 2 witnesses left for the government counsel. They are predicting to put their case to rest today, and then we'll see what the defense has. And possibly deliberation either very late or into the next few days. But this is all just projections. There's no for sure because we've really been playing it by ear.
And lastly, do you have any idea of what this woman, what this victim is planning to do with her Air Force career? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, so actually the panel asked her about her career aspirations before the alleged assault happened, and she said that she wanted to be in a command position and hopefully stay here in San Antonio on Randolph Air Force Base. But the government counsel went and asked her, what are her plans now? And she said that she's retiring in November.
Wow. Well, Gabriella, thank you so much for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Yep.
That was TPR reporter Gabriella Alcorta Solorio reporting from Fort Sam Houston on the sexual assault trial of Major General Philip Stewart. For the latest updates on the case, you can visit tpr.org. Let's take a break right here, and when we get back, we'll be talking to Texas Gun Sense about the gun violence epidemic in the United States. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, and we'll be right back.